At first glance, there's nothing unique about the call center for behavioral health response. But the men and women answering these phones aren't helping individuals cancel a credit card or sort through a newspaper delivery problem. They are instead directing people with immediate mental health needs to what could be life-saving resources. Lead counselor Sarah Mulholland says the old Metropolitan Psychiatric Center on Del Mar Boulevard was a crucial cog in this machine. Many of the callers, she says, needed emergency medication, which isn't always available at community ERs.
Also, the MPC would do longer-term mental health inpatient treatment than the hospitals can do. So with that being shut down, you've got people who are put back out, you know, into their homes or onto the streets if they're homeless without, you know, being completely stable.
That's why Mulholland and her colleagues are happy to see those services gradually returning to the St. Louis region. Under federal law, all patients who enter the emergency room at a local hospital must be treated. But the chaos makes them difficult places for people in mental distress, says Dr. Rob Poirier. He's the clinical operations chief of the Barnes Jewish Hospital Emergency Department.
We do the best we can, but we're limited by what we have. And we know that at times all the lights and the sounds and the busyness that goes on in an emergency department can cause mental health patients to become more agitated.
So as soon as the MPC was shuttered, Poirier and many other medical, mental health, and law enforcement professionals sat down to find a solution. They found it in the Psychiatric Stabilization Center, a public-private partnership at the same site as the old facility. The Regional Health Commission coordinated the two-year planning effort and provided some seed money. Commission President Robert Friend says the center is already being viewed as a national model. And he says the specialized care isn't the only benefit that emerged.
It's the capacity we don't have right now, as well as coordinated services to link them to long-term options. All under one roof, our providers are learning new ways to work together. And really prioritizing who needs what kind of treatment and make sure it's delivered in the right spot.
The state of Missouri is providing $1 million a year in funding. Healthcare providers BJC and SSM are chipping in another $1 million a year. But that's only enough to open 16 beds, says John Eiler, the new hospital's president. A quirk in federal law means that standalone psychiatric hospitals cannot receive Medicaid dollars. Missouri is part of a pilot project that changes that rule for 3 years that eventually will provide enough funding for 50 inpatient beds. But Eiler says it will take an act of Congress to extend those federal dollars beyond 2015.
If the long-term viability of Medicaid funding does not stay in place for us, then we would be looking at trying to find other sources, whether it's from other hospitals, most likely in our community. But it's up to us to really show that it's a critical service and demonstrate the value.
He says it shouldn't be too hard.
There's been so many beds closed. Forest Park's hospital unit closure certainly impacted things. Kenneth Hall on the east side. 50 beds would really be a huge help to get those back.
Eiler acknowledges that making the PSC financially stable will take a lot of work, but he's excited about the opportunity. Even if it fails, he says, the cooperation that led to the center's creation will improve mental health care in the region. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.